ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। वी आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु डु दिस् शान्ति पाठ अगेन् देन् विल् कण्टिन्यू वित् दि भाष्यम्। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। विल् जस्ट् रीड् दि फस्ट् त्री लैन्स् आफ् दि उपनिषद् मन्त्रास् देन् विल् कण्टिन्यू। ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परम् ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेदनिहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् यो वेदनिहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति। I'll stop there. I'll repeat only up to that mantra. ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेदनिहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति। ओके, सो ऐ वांटेड् टु रीड् दोस् मन्त्रास् फस्ट्। नौ वि आर् सीयिङ्ग् दि सम्बन्धभाष्यम्। I read the first line last class. I'm going to read it now today. Samhitadi Vishayani Karma Bihi Aviruddhani Upasanani Uktani. The first sentence. Sambandha Bhashya means what? Sambandha means relationship. Sambandha means connection. So commentary wherein Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the connection between the subject matter discussed before in the Sikshavali and subject matter is going to be discussed in the following Brahmanandavalli. Okay. We know very well the following section is said to be Brahmavalli, Anandavalli. It is also known as Brahmanandavalli. The subject matter is completely different. Two sections present two different subject matters. And the subject matter discussed in the Sikshavalli is for understanding and for also following in day-to-day life, that knowledge implemented in practicing should contribute for the mental preparation required for the attainment of knowledge. And whereas subject matter discussed in the following section, Brahmanandavalli, is for discovering or for attainment of the knowledge of the reality Brahma. Okay. Now it is said here, Uktani. Uktani means has been discussed. What have been said, what have been said. Upasanani Uktani. Many meditations. We know very well, Samhitopasanam, Vyakriti Upasanam, Omkara Upasanam, Pankta Brahma Upasanam, like many meditations. All these meditations, otherwise Upasanani, Upasanam singular, Upasanani plural, Upasanani Uktani. Upasanam itself means what? Meditation upon Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means the reality with attributes, otherwise said to be Ishwaraha. So Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. So Sagunam Brahma Upasanani Uktani. Meditations upon Sagunam Brahma were discussed in the previous chapter. And those meditations, what meditations? Samhitadi Vishayani. Vishayani. Samhitadi Vishayani Upasanani. So Samhitadi Vishayaha. Samhitadayaha Vishayaha Yesham Upasananam. Tani Upasanani. Samhitadi Vishayani Upasanani. The meditations for which the object of meditation, objects were Samhita, etc. The meditations for which the objects of focus were Samhita, etc. And those meditations are said to be Samhitadi Vishayani Upasanani Uktani. They have been discussed before. And how are they? Karma Bihi Aviruddhani. Those meditations upon Saguna Brahma, having the Samhita, etc. as alambanam or as objects of focus, were discussed and which were unopposed to the performance of rituals. Karma Bihi Aviruddhani. So practicing meditation in no way disturbs, affects the performance of ritual. So performance of ritual is not opposed to meditation. So those meditations which were not opposed to performance of rituals, which were very supportive and friendly of performance of rituals, and of which the objects of meditation, the symbols were Samhita, etc. The euphonic combination of letters, etc. Those meditations have been discussed in the previous section known as Sikshavalli. Is it clear? Okay. See, I can say Samhitadayaha Vishayaha Yesham Upasananam Tani Upasanani Samhitadi Vishayani Upasanani. See, some Adi Shabda stands for rest of the objects of focus. Samhita was only one. In Samhita Upasanam, the euphonic combination of letters was the symbol in Samhitopasanam. Then we have Pankta, we have Vyakriti Upasanam. There Vyakritis were the objects, the symbols. Symbols for Devat, various Devatas. Then we have Omkara Upasanam. Then Pagda Brahma Upasanam. And many Upasanams. Of course, all the symbols were different. But the object of meditation was Hiranyagarbheshwara, Sagunam Brahma. So those meditations which I discussed before, they were not opposed to performance of rituals. They were discussed before in the previous section. With what is said here. Is it clear? Can I go ahead to the next sentence? Is it clear or not? Okay. Anantaram cha. Anantaram. Anantaram is what? After that. Anantaram means after. Antaram means gap. Anantaram means without a gap. It is, okay? But it literally means gap, without a gap. Means what? Later. Next. After that. After having discussed the various meditations, having symbols such as Samhita, etc., which are not opposed to performance of rituals, after that, anantaram, after that, cha, antasopadhika, antaha, anantarancha, antaha, sopadhika, atmadarshanam, uktam, vyahriti dwarena, swarajya phalam, anantaram, after that, Sopadhika Atmadarshanam. Antasopadhika Atmadarshanam. Again, please make a note. Here the word darshanam means meditation, not vision. You must be very careful. The word darshanam here does not mean vision or seeing. Here it means, of course, seeing only, but not, it is not darshanam here means visualization or visualizing, seeing here means, here not knowledge, seeing sometimes means jnanam, but here seeing means meditation, seeing mentally seeing is meditation. So darshanam uktam. Later, after that, meditation has been said. Meditation on what? So, antaha darshana means meditation. Meditation in one's own mind. On what? Sopadhika atma darshanam. Sopadhika atma means, sopadhika atma is equal to sopadhikam brahma. Sopadhika is equal to sagunam. Upadhi sahitam is said to be sopadhikam. Please make a note. Upadhi. Ishwara upadhis are what? Sthula prapanchaha, sukshma prapanchaha, karna prapanchaha, this causal universe, subtle universe, grass universe are said to be the upadhis of Ishwara. Sa upadhi means what? Sopadhika means upadhi sahita Ishwaraha. Upadhi sahitam Brahma. Upadhi sahitam Brahma means guna sahitam Brahma. So sopadhikam is equal to sagunam. Sopadhika atma is equal to sopadhikam Brahma. Sopadhikam Brahma is equal to Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma is equal to Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha is equal to Hiranyagarbha in this context. Is it clear? Upadhi Sahitam Brahma means what? Sagunam Brahma. சகுணம் பிரம்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஈஸ்வரஹா. விச் ஈஸ்வரா ஹியர்? ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப ஈஸ்வரஹா. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? த ஃபோர் சோபாதிக ஆத்ம தர்சனம், அந்த சோபாதிக ஆத்ம, நாட் சீங் அவுட் சைட், விஷுவலைசிங் சகுடம் பிரம்ம இன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் மைண்ட் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தேவதாஸ். மெடிடேஷன். ஸோ சோபாதி, அந்த சோபாதிக ஆத்ம தர்சனம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு மெடிடேஷன் அப்பான் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா சகுணம் பிரம்ம ஈஸ்வரஹா. ஈஸ்வரஹா ஈஸ்வரா வாஸ் மென்ஷன்ட். அந்த சோபாதிகம் ஆத்மதர்ஷனம் உக்தம், விஷுவலைசிங் ஆர் மெடிடேட்டிங் அப்பான் சகுணம் பிரம்ம சோபாதிகம், சோபாதிக ஆத்மா ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஹாஸ் பீன் மென்ஷன்ட் ஆஃப்டர் தட் ஆர் வாஸ் மென்ஷன்ட். ஹவு வியாகிருதி துவாரேன, வியாகிருதி துவாரேன மீன்ஸ் த்ரூ தி வியாகிருதி ஆஸ் அ சிம்பிள். வியாகிருதி துவாரேன மீன்ஸ் ஹவு கேன் வி மெடிடேட் அப்பான் சகுணம் பிரம்ம ஈஸ்வரா டைரக்ட்லி? இட்ஸ் நாட் ஈஸி. சோ சகுணம் பிரம்ம இஸ் தி சோபாதிக ஆத்மா ஆர் சோபாதிக்கம் பிரம்ம ஆர் சகுணம் பிரம்ம ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஈஸ்வரஹா இஸ் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன். அண்ட் ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் அ டோட்டல், இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். ஈஸ்வரா சகுணம் பிரம்ம ஈஸ்வரஹா திஸ் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா இஸ் இன்க்ளூசிவ் ஆஃப் வாட்? இன்க்ளூசிவ் ஆஃப் அவர் மைண்ட்ஸ், இஸ் இன்க்ளூசிவ் ஆஃப் அவர் பிராணாஸ், இன்க்ளூசிவ் ஆஃப் அவர் ஓன் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ். பிகாஸ் ஈ சகுணம் பிரம்ம, சகுணம் பிரம்ம சோபாதிகா ஈஸ்வரஹா ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா சிம்பலைசஸ் தி என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் தி சட்டில் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன். சமஷ்டி சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்சா ஈஸ்வரஹா இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் தி சட்டில் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் இஸ் செட் டு பி ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா. Hiranya Garbha. And Hiranya Garbha means what? Ishvara is, Hiranya Garbheshvara is in the form of all the minds, is in the form of all the pranas, is in the form of all sense organs, in the form of all organs of knowledge, organs of actions. Karmendriyani, every Karmendriyam is Hiranya Garbha. Every Jnanendriyam is Hiranya Garbha. Every mind is Hiranya Garbha. Every intellect is Hiranya Garbha. Every prana is Hiranya Garbha. Hiranya Garbha is not anything. So samashtihi, totality means what? So Hiranya Garbha stands for entirety of the subtle manifestation, which is inclusive of every individual subtle body. Therefore, it is not possible for us to meditate upon Hiranya Garbha, the total. That is why we have symbol. Understand? Okay. So, the meditation mentioned was on Hiranya Garbha. Sopadhikaha Atma or Sopadhikam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Hiranya Garbheshwaraha. It is not possible. Therefore, meditation was mentioned, was discussed. Meditation upon Sagunam Brahma, Sopadika Atma, Hiranya Garbha was mentioned through the symbol, through the Vyakriti as a symbol. So meditation, meditating upon Vyakriti is meditating upon Hiranya Garbha. Therefore, Vyakriti Dwarena, through the symbol of symbol, through the Vyakriti as a symbol, meditation upon Sagunam Brahma, Sopadika Atma, Hiranya Garbha, in one's own mind, was mentioned. Antaha means what? In one's own mind. In the mind. Oh, meditation must happen only in the mind only. But still it is mentioned simply. Antasopadika Atma Darshanam Vyakrut uktam vyakruti dwarena. But a proper sentence, you can say Vyahriti Dwarena So Antasopadhikamatma Darshanam Uktam. Okay. In fact, in the previous sentence itself, this sentence is included. Still, he separately says, first, we saw the Samhita Upasanam. After discussing the Samhita Upasanam, Anantaram, after the Samhita Upasanam, the Vyahruti Upasanam was discussed. But Vyahruti Upasanam was taught or discussed there. And Vyahruti Upasanam also what? Upon whom? It is a Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. So, Sopadika Atma Darshanam means Hiranyagarbha Upasanam through the Vyahruti as a symbol was discussed. Okay. And that Upasanam has the benefit. What is the benefit? Swarajya Phalam. The Upasanam having the Swarajya Prapti as the benefit. Swarajya Prapti means attainment of sovereignty. The meditation upon Sagunam Brahma through the Vyahruti as a symbol was discussed later on, with this meditation having the benefit of the attainment of Swarajyam, sovereignty. Swarajya Phalam Upasanam, the meditation for which the benefit is attainment of Swarajyam, attainment of sovereignty. Attainment of sovereignty, Swarajyam means what? Attainment of Swarajyam means attainment of the status of being an Ishvara, being one with Hiranyagarbha, having the status of being the Hiranyagarbha, or having the status of being one with the Hiranyagarbha is said to be attainment of the status of being an Ishvara or attainment of sovereignty. Okay. So, anantaram, later on, after that, cha, and the meditation upon Sagunam Brahma or Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbheshwaraha through the Vyahruti as symbol, having the benefit of the attainment of the status of being one with Hiranyagarbha, otherwise said to be Swarajya Phalam, was discussed, was presented. Okay. Is it clear? Second sentence is clear. Okay. So here, Swarajya Phalam Sopadika Atmadarshanam Vyahruti Dwarena Uktam. So Swarajya Phalam Sopadika Atmadarshanam means what? Meditation upon Hiranyagarbha, having the benefit of or attainment of Swarajyam, sovereignty. So Swarajya Phalam, Swarajya Praptihi Phalam Yasya Upasanasya. Please make a note. Swarajya Phalam, Swarajyam Phalam Yasya Upasanasya Tad Upasanam, Swarajya Phalam Upasanam. Do you get the compound? Swarajyam Phalam Yasya Upasanasya Tad Upasanam, Swarajya Phalam Upasanam. Or Swarajya Praptihi Phalam Yasya Upasanasya Tadupasam Swarajya Prapti Phalam Upasam. Swarajya Prapti Phalam means Swarajya Phalam. Madhyama Padalopi Samasa. That's why Swarajya Phalam, Swarajya Praptihi Phalam Yasya Upasanasya Tadupasam Swarajya Phalam Upasanam. So that meditation upon Hiranyagarbha for which attainment of Swarajyam, the sovereignty, attainment of the status of being one with Hiranyagarbha was discussed. Okay. Nacha, yetavata, even though meditations have been discussed, nacha, yetavata, aseshataha, samsara bijasya upamardanam asti iti. Okay. Now, etavata cha cha leave it. Now, you see, cha etavata. Etavata. Etavata means what? The third case of etavat. Etavat means this much. Etavat is equal to this much. And third case of etavat, etavata. By this much only. Okay, etavata, by this much of simply practicing meditation upon Hiranyagarbha, having the benefit of the attainment of Swarajyam, or even practicing other meditations, by this much alone, etavata, by this much alone, aseshataha, totally, entirely, completely, சம்சார பீஜஸ்ய உபமர்தனம் ந அஸ்தி. சம்சார பீஜம், சம்சாரஸ்ய பீஜம், சம்சார பீஜம், த சீட் ஆஃப் சம்சார, தி காஸ் ஆஃப் சம்சார இஸ் வாட்? சம்சாரஸ்ய காரணம், சம்சார காரணம், சம்சாரஸ்ய பீஜம், சம்சார பீஜம். வாட் சம்சார பீஜம்? அஜ்ஞானம், ignorance. So samsara bijasya is equal to samsara karanasya ajnanasya upamardhanam, that na is in the beginning, na nasti. There is no total resolution, there is no resolution or destruction of ignorance, the seed of samsara, totally. Which means what? The seed of samsara in terms of ignorance does not become destroyed totally by this much of practice of meditations upon Hiranyagarbheshwara. If at all we practice very seriously the meditation upon Hiranyagarbheshwara, the maximum we can attain, what is the maximum benefit we can attain? We can have the status of being one with Ishwara. We can attain the status of being one with Hiranyagarbha. We can have this Hiranyagarbha padavi for some time. Hiranyagarbha is also an exalted jiva, because it's a position only. There is no mukti still. Ignorance continues to be there. So constantly, sincerely, seriously practicing meditation upon Ishvara will help a person attain the status of being one with Ishvara, which means what? One can have this, that enjoy the status for some time. There is no resolution of ignorance, because ajnanam can be resolved only through jnanam. Knowledge alone can remove the ignorance. Meditation cannot remove ignorance. Therefore, even though meditation is highly effective, swarajya praptihi is the palam, still, he says what? Etavata, but this much of practice of meditation upon Hiranyagarbha, samsara bijasya upamardhanam nasti aseshataha. Entirely, the resolution of ignorance, in terms of this resolution of ignorance, the seed of samsara is not there, does not happen. Is it clear? So what is that we need? If samsara, we have to repeat, we should not forget, what we are aspiring for is timeless freedom, everlasting happiness, which is moksha. And for moksha, We need to resolve some freedom from samsara. And the cause of samsara is ignorance. If we have to attain freedom from samsara, samsara has to be resolved, for which we need, ignorance has to be resolved. For resolving ignorance, what we need is jnanam. Upasanam cannot remove ignorance. That's what he says here. Yetavata. Etavata, by this much of practice of meditation, etc., by this much alone, as etavata, சம்சார பீஜஸ்ய உபமர்தனம், சம்சார பீஜஸ்யோ உபமர்தனம், ரெசல்யூஷன் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் தி சீட் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா, நாஸ்தி ந பவதி டஸ் நாட் ஹேப்பன் என்டைலி. அதஹா இதி, இதி மீன்ஸ் வாட், இதி மீன்ஸ் இஸ் அ ஃபேக்ட். Therefore, ataha, are you all following? Next sentence, ataha, see, bhasham, you, hereafter, every word, I'm very particular, you must get every word thoroughly in the class itself. Ataha, therefore, asesha upadrava bijasya ajnanasya nivrityartham, asesha உபத்ரவ பீஜஸ்ய அஜ்ஞானஸ்ய. சி, உபத்ரவஹ லிட்டரலி மீன்ஸ் ட்ரபிள், ப்ராப்ளம். சோ வாட் இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம் ஹியர்? பீங் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு சம்சார இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம், இசன்ட் இட்? உபத்ரவ பீஜஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் சம்சார பீஜஸ்ய, சம்சார இஸ் உபத்ரவஹ. உபத்ரவஹ லிட்டரலி மீன்ஸ் ட்ரபிள், தி ப்ராப்ளம். ஹியர் உபத்ரவஹா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வாட் இஸ் தி ப்ராப்ளம்? சம்சாரா இஸ் தி ப்ராப்ளம். உபத்ரவஹா இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு சம்சாரஹா. சம்சார பீஜஸ்ய உபத்ரவ பீஜஸ்ய, வி ஆல் ஹாவ் காமன் ஹியூமன் ப்ராப்ளம் ஆஃப் சம்சார. தேர்ஃபோர் உபத்ரவ பீஜஸ்ய சம்சார பீஜஸ்ய அஜ்ஞானஸ்ய நிவத்தியர்த்தம், asesha is equal to entire, for the purpose of removal, removing, for the purpose of the removal. Nivrittihi means removal, nivrittyartham, for the purpose of the removal of ignorance, the seed of samsara. Asesha means what? Entire. For the purpose of the removal of ignorance, entire seed of samsara. Asesha upadrava bijasya ajnanasya nivrityartham, for the total resolution of the total, asesha means total, for the total resolution of ignorance, the seed of samsara, the seed of life of limitations, vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha atma darshanartham idam arabhyate. Now he says, what was previously taught was only upasanas, but now the subject matter for knowledge is begun. இதம் ஆரம்பியதே, இதம் ஆரம்பியதே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? நவ் திஸ் இஸ் பிகன், திஸ் இஸ் பிகன் மீன்ஸ் த டீச்சிங் ஆஃப் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் த ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் பிகன், த இம்பார்ட்டிங் ஆஃப் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் இஸ் பிகன். இதம் ஆரம்பியதே, திஸ் இஸ் பிகன், திஸ் இஸ் மீன் வாட் இஸ் பிகன்? திஸ் இம்பார்ட்டிங் ஆஃப் the knowledge of the reality brahman is begun. For what? Atma darshanartham, for the clear doubt free vision of the absolute reality atma. Atma darshanartham idam arabhyate, this chapter brahmanandavalli is begun. This imparting of knowledge of the absolute reality is begun for the purpose of the vision, for the purpose of the vision of the all pervasive reality, absolute reality, atma. Atma darshanartham, atma jnanartham idam arabhyate. This following chapter, Brahmanandavalli, is begun for the purpose of the vision of the reality, atma. For the knowledge of the Atma, this chapter is begun. And knowledge of which Atma? Vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha. Upadhi viseshaha. Upadhi viseshaha means upadhi dharmaha. Please make a note. Upadhi viseshaha is equal to upadhi dharmaha. What are the upadhis here? Sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karna shariram, the gross body, subtle body, and then causal body. They're all upadhis. And upadhi viseshaha. The upadhi visesha, sarva upadhi visesha, vidhu, sarve upadhi viseshaha, vidhutaha, yasya atmanaha. Sa atma, vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha atmadar atma. So, vidhuta means free, devoid of. So, this chapter is begun, the importing of Ajyoti Brahman is begun for the purpose of the knowledge, or for the purpose of the vision of the Atma, for knowing the Atma, for the knowledge of the Atma, which is free from all upadhis. Which is free from all upadhis and the attributes of the upadhi. Atma, which is free from upadhi, simple. Vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha. Atma, Atmadarshanartham. Specifically for the knowledge of the Atma, which is free from all upadhis. Vidhutaha sarve upadhi viseshaha. Yasya atmanaha. Saha atma vidhuta sarva visesha. Vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha atma. So vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha atmadarshanartham idam arabhyate. This following chapter is begun for the knowledge of the atma, which is free from all upadhis. Upadhis, specifically for the purpose of the removal of the ignorance, the seed of samsara, the total resolution of ignorance, for the purpose of the removal of the total resolution of ignorance, the seed of samsara. This chapter is begun for the knowledge of the atma, which is free from upadhis. Is it clear? Okay. Ataha asesha upadrava bijasya ajnanasya nivrutyartam vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha atmadarshanartham idam arabhyate. Katam arabhyate? Brahma vida apnoti param ityadi arabhyate. Ityadi. So Brahma vida apnoti param, etc. So this chapter is begun as such with what? Brahma vida apnoti param, etc. is now begun. The teaching is begun. So the knower of Brahman attains the absolute end. Brahma vidu, the knower of Brahman attains the absolute. Ityadi, the teaching such as Paramvida Apnoti Param, etc. is begun here in this following chapter. See, the chapter begins the sentence Brahmavid Param Apnoti, Brahmavid Param Apnoti, simple sentence. Knower of Brahman attains the absolute end, accomplishes the absolute. Something is greater than the absolute. What is absolute? Absolute is that which is the most superior, which is the greatest. Nothing greater than that is absolute. So accomplish the absolute end, absolute goal in terms of moksha. So here Shankara Bhagavatpada in fact makes understand one must study the Upanishad as Shraddha. What the Upanishad presents the second chapter, and then the second chapter itself is begun specifically for knowing the Atma. An Atma which is free from all upadis. And for the purpose of removing the ignorance, the seed of samsara. And here the very sentence presents the benefit. Knower of, what should I break the, my head to know the Brahman? What is the benefit? So the prayojanam is revealed in the very first sentence. Brahma vida apnoti param. Apnoti attains, gains. Attains what? Param, absolute. So the benefit of the knowledge of Brahman is revealed in the very opening sentence. Paramapnoti. So the Upanishad enthuses a person, oh, there's a benefit if I know Brahman. And that benefit is exalted benefit, absolute end. The benefit is revealed. The one always Shruti is called Palashruti. What is the benefit I get if I know something? What's the benefit if I do something? Palashruti. If we know the benefit, we know the value of benefit, you know the ways of benefit, then definitely you will make all possible efforts to know Brahman. Brahma with knower of Brahman, paramapnoti, attains the absolute end. Which means there's a benefit. The Upanishad begins a sentence with the benefit, presents the benefit of knowledge, so that one will definitely make all possible efforts to know Brahman. And to know that Brahman, you need a pramanam, and the shastram serves as a pramanam. And here is the Brahmanandavalli. And this Brahmanandavalli Upanishad shastram, and serves as a pramanam. This Upanishad, this particularly Brahmanandavalli, serves as a pramanam. It helps, enables you to understand and discover Brahman, by discovering which you can attain the absolute. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada helps us understand the sambandha. What is the sambandha? Sambandha between the shastram and the knowledge. Shastram. So shastram serves as a pramanam, okay, pratipadanam, and reality is pratipadyam. So pratipadaka pratipadya sambandha, revealer revealed connection between shastram and the reality, the jnanam, revealer revealed connection, pratipadaka pratipadya sambandha. Shastram is a sadhana sadhya sambandha. And between, and he also discusses between the jnanam and Brahman, the mokshaha, between jnanam and the benefit, between jnanam and the benefit, prayojanam, there is sadhana sadhya sambandha, pratipadaka pratipadya sambandha, between shastram and jnanam. Jnanam is revealed and shastram reveals. And between jnanam and moksha, there is sadhana sadhya sambandha. These two connections are brought to light by, okay, Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary on this. In his commentary in this of Sambandha Bhashyam. Okay. प्रयोजनं च अस्याः ब्रह्मविद्यायाः अविद्यानिवृत्तिः. अगेन हि एम्फसिसिस् प्रयोजनं किम् अस्याः ब्रह्मविद्यायाः प्रयोजनं किम्. वाट् इस् दि बेनिफिट् आफ् दिस् नालेड्ज् आफ् अब्सल्यूट् रियालिटि ब्रह्मन्. ब्रह्मविद्यायाः प्रयोजनं किम् अस्याः ब्रह्मविद्यायाः प्रयोजनं. दि बेनिफिट् आफ् दिस् knowledge of absolute reality, the benefit of this knowledge of absolute reality is resolution of ignorance, avidya nivrittihi. Removal of ignorance is the benefit of this knowledge of Brahma. Avidya nivrittihi eva prayojanam. अस्याः ब्रह्मविद्यायाः प्रयोजनम् अविद्यानिवृत्तिः. रिमूवल् आफ् इग्नरेन्स् ईस् दि बेनिफिट् आफ् दिस् नालेड्ज् आफ् ब्रह्मन्. च मीन्स् एण्ड्. सो टु कनेक्ट् द सेण्टेन्स् वित् दि प्रीवियस् सेण्टेन्स्. ततः च देर् आफ्टर् okay, if a person attains jnana, benefit is what? Remove resolution of ignorance. If your ignorance becomes resolved, what happens then? Tataha, thereafter, when the ignorance is resolved, ignorance is removed, what happened? Tataha cha atyantikaha samsara abhavaha. आत्यन्तिकः संसार अभावः. संसारस्य अभावः आत्यन्तिकः संसार अभावः. संसार अभावः मीन्स् संसारात् मोक्षः. संसार अभावः मीन्स् देर् बि टु आत्यन्तिकः मीन्स् वाट्? अब्सल्यूट् टोटल् रेसल्यूशन् आफ् संसार फार् गुड्. Thereafter and thereafter there will be tataha cha and tataha thereafter there will be total absolute resolution of samsara for good. Atyantikah samsara abhavah bhavishyati. There will be total resolution of samsara forever, for good. So now we understand the connection now. The shastram is the pramanam for the jnanam, brahma jnanam. Between brahma jnanam and the shastram, there is patipadaka patipadya sambandha. And between jnanam and prayojanam, there is sadhana sadhya sambandha. So jnanam is the sadhanam and moksha, atyantika samsara abhavaha is the prayojanam. This sadhya, sadhana sadhya sambandha. So avidya nivritti itself, resolution of ignorance itself is what? Removal of ignorance itself is removal of samsara. Prayojanam chasyaha brahma vidyayaha avidyani vrittihi. Avidyani vrittihi asyaha brahma vidyayaha prayojanam asti. Tataha cha tataha thereafter. Thereafter means what? Thereafter means after the resolution of ignorance, simultaneously there will be total absolute resolution of samsara for good. Atyantika samsara abhavaha. संसार अभाव में, संसार से अभाव में देर विल बी एब्सेंस ऑफ संसार. एब्सेंस मीन्स वॉट? मोक्ष. संसार अभाव मीन्स देर बी रेजोल्यूशन ऑफ संसार. संसार विल नॉट बी देर आफ्टरवर्ड्स. संसार इज एस दो, दिस नो रियल संसार. संसार इज एस दो, इन आर परसेप्शन देर इज संसार, एक्सपीरियंस देर इज संसार, ऑब्जेक्टली देर इज नो संसार. Samsara is as though samsara, it seems to be real samsara because of our ignorance. When ignorance is resolved, ignorance caused samsara also will be resolved for good. That is the meaning here. Okay. Is it clear? Can you go to the next sentence? Okay. Having said that, this, there will be total resolution of samsara after resolution of ignorance. In the wake of knowledge of Brahman, there will be resolution of ignorance. When the ignorance will be resolved, simultaneously, samsara caused by ignorance also will be resolved for good. When samsara is resolved means, how will it be, how do we know samsara, how do we enjoy moksha? That is said here. Vakshyati cha. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary quotes few statements from the Upanishad, which we are going to study. Don't worry, we have already studied also. Vakshyati cha. In this Upanishad, in this here, Upanishad is going to say later on, Vakshyati cha. When we start reading the mantras, we will find Upanishad is going to say, Vakshyati, Upanishad is going to say. What Upanishad is going to say? Vidvan bibheti kutaschaneti. Vidvan na bibheti kutaschaneti. Vidvan na bibheti. Iti Upanishad Vakshyati. Upanishad herself is going to say, now we are going to read the Upanishad, the Brahmananda Valli, the benefit of Jnanam. Who is going to discuss the benefit of Jnanam? And what is the benefit of Jnanam? Paraprapti, attainment of the absolute goal, moksha. How a person can enjoy moksha? There is no fear, means it is freedom. Freedom from the hold of fear is what? Freedom. So Vidwan, Vidwan means a wise person. Vidwan, a person of knowledge. Vid means knowledge. Vidwan means one who has knowledge. Vidwan, Jnanavan, a wise person, a person of wisdom, who has the clear, doubtful, ascertained vision of the absolute reality, Brahma. That person, Brahmavit, Vidwan, na bibheti, does not become frightened, does not fear. Na bibheti, kutaschana, kutaschana na bibheti. He does not become frightened of anything, does not fear from anything. Means, there's nothing in the world which can cause fear for a wise person. And wise person will be absolutely free from the hold of the phenomenon called a fear for good. Wise person is free from the hold of phenomenon called a fear for good. I'm free from fear. I'm a fearless person. Kutaschana. Kutaha means from where. Na kutaschana, from nowhere. Na kutaschana vibheti. Adu kutaschana na vibheti. From nothing, he'll be afraid of. He'll be frightened of. Means the wise person does not fear from anything. Does not become frightened of anything. So being free, this sentence also again presents the benefit of knowledge. Wise person does not fear from anything. Wise person will be free from the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good. Means, kutaschana na bibheti vidwan. Means, this sentence also reveals the benefit of jnanam. Samsara nimitte cha sati. Samsara nimitta means samsara karanam. Samsara nimitte cha sati. Ajnane sati, that's the meaning. Samsara nimitte sati means ajnane sati. There is ignorance. Okay, definitely there will be fear. But samsara nimitte cha sati, what he says, if there is ignorance, abhayam pratishtam cha vindate iti anupapannam. So, wise person, we're going to see later on, vidvan kutaschana na vibheti. Wise person does not fear from anything, does not become frightened of anything. And the same Upanishad says, abhayam pratishtam cha vindate. Abhayam pratishtam cha vindate. This person attains the abhayam, fearlessness. Okay. This pratishta means the person attains the reality which is ever of. This person takes ownership of fearlessness as one's own sorupam. Abhayam pratishtam vindate. This person attains the status of being Brahma, where he claims fearlessness as the very sorupa. Abhayam pratishtam vindate. He becomes the source of, he becomes the one who is of the nature of fearlessness. And he becomes a source of existence of fear. Therefore, he is free from fear. Abhayam patishtam vindate. Okay. Means this person, vindate means attain. The person attains, gains, attains freedom from the fear for good. The patishta implies for good. Abhayam patishtam, abhayam vindate. He attains fearlessness. He attains freedom. Again, pratishtha. Again means what? Free freedom. He attains freedom from the fear. Attains steadfastness in fearlessness. He attains freedom from fear. This is what Upanishad says. Who attains this? Wise person. If after the attaining jnanam, if ignorance continues to be there, samsara nimitte cha sati, when ignorance continues to be there, then abhayam pratishtam vindate iti anupapannam. It is, upapannam means possible, anupapannam impossible. It is impossible for Upanishads to say that wise person attains freedom from fear. Samsara nimitte cha sati, when there is ignorance, it is impossible for the Upanishad to say that the person attains freedom from fear. It means only when there is no ignorance, the ignorance becomes resolved, only then wise person becomes free from fear. This is the benefit. Moksha is in the form of fearlessness. In being fearless, a person is absolutely secure. He sees the self being the source of security. Okay, then krita krite punya papena tapataha iti cha. Upanishad is going to say later on, புண்ணிய பாபே ந தபதஹ. புண்ணியம் அண்ட் பாபம் டு நாட் ஸ்கார்ச். தபதி சிங்குலர், தபதஹ டியூவல். புண்ணியம் ந தபதி, பாபம் ந தபதி. புண்ணிய பாபே ந தபதஹ. புண்ணியம் அண்ட் பாபம் டு நாட் ஸ்கார்ச். ஓகே, புண்ணியம் அண்ட் பாபம் ஸ்கார்ச். புண்ணியம் அண்ட் பாபம் டு நாட் ஸ்கார்ச் மீன்ஸ் ஹி சேஸ் கிருத அக்ருதே, பிளீஸ் மேக் அ நோட். கிருத்தம் மீன்ஸ் எனிதிங் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட், அக்ருதம் மீன்ஸ் எனிதிங் நாட் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட். சோ கிருத்தம் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் கமிட்டட், அக்ருதம் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஒமிட்டட். கிருத்தம் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட், டன், கமிட்டட். அக்ருதம் நாட் டன், நாட் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட், ஒமிட்டட். சோ கிருதா கிருதே புண்ணிய பாபே. கிருத கிருத பாபம், அகிருத புண்ணியம். ஓகே, அகிருத புண்ணியம் தபதி. ஒமிட்டட் ரைட் ஆக்ஷன் ஸ்கார்ச்சஸ், காசஸ் பெயின். Spain. Committed wrong action, paapam, causes pain. Please make a note. Kritam paapam tapati. Committed sin. Committed wrong action causes pain. Omitted right action causes pain. Krita akrite punya paape na tapataha means always the guilt does not scorch, does not scorch a person. Who the jnani is free from both the pain caused, pain caused by guilt and hurt. Wise person is free from the hold of pain for good, suffering no more suffering. He is free from fear. Freedom from fear is in the form, the moksha is in the form of being free from fear. And second, if you're free from suffering, pain, no more emotional pain for a wise person. No more pain. Emotionally, he is no, nothing can afflict emotionally a jnani. Jnani, a wise person is free from pain, emotional pain. The pain caused by what? Pain is the form of guilt and hurt. When does a person have, especially guilt, the jnani becomes free from both guilt and hurt. There's no such a pain. And here he specifically mentions about the guilt alone. Jnani is the one, okay, whom guilt does not scorch. The pain in terms of guilt does not scorch. Guilt of having committed something wrong, guilt of having committed a papam does not scorch. The guilt of having omitted something right does not scorch. Understand now? The guilt of having committed a papam does not scorch a jnani. The guilt of having omitted a punya karma does not scorch a jnani. Therefore, the committed, omitted, wrong action, right action, the guilt, the pain in terms of the guilt of having committed the wrong action, sinful action, having omitted the right action, does not scorch. Jnani is absolutely free from emotional pain. No more guilt, no more hurt also. Here he did not talk about the hurt. I'm including the hurt also. புண்ணிய பாப்பே ந தபதஹா, ஞானினம் ந தபதஹா. கிருதா கிருத அக்ருதம், கிருதம் ச அக்ருதம் ச கிருதாகிருதே, புண்ணியம் ச பாபம் ச புண்ணிய பாபே. கிருதாகிருதே புண்ணிய பாபே ந தபதஹா. So the guilt of having committed something wrong, guilt of not having omitted something right, do not scorch a wise person. He is free from emotional pain. This is the benefit. Jnani is free from fear. He does not fear from anything, anywhere. From nowhere fear can come to him. Nothing fear can rise for him. When ignorance is there, if ignorance continues to be there, it is not possible for the Upanishad to say the person attains freedom from fear. How can Upanishad say that? Upanishad says this jnani becomes free from fear. Means definitely he, the jnani, he must be a jnani. Ignorance cannot be there on the part of a jnani. So when a person, through the shastra pramanam, when he discovers the reality, when ignorance, the jnanam rises, ignorance becomes resolved, along with ignorance, ignorance causes samsara also resolves. That is how the jnani becomes free from the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good. Nowhere, from nothing, the fear can come for a jnani. Jnani is not frightened of anything. There's no fear for a jnani. The phenomenon called a fear will not exist for a jnani. Not only that, there will not be something called emotional pain at all for a jnani. Jnani will be absolutely free from the hold of pain, emotional pain, especially the pain of guilt. He'll be free from both hurt and guilt. Okay. Is it clear? Krita akrite punya pape na tapataha. Krita akrite punya pape na tapataha. Very nice. Why does Shankar Bhagavad write all these things? He says, this is how we are already seeing the jnana palam. Jnani Brahmavit param apnoti means attains absolute, means he attains freedom from samsara. The freedom from samsara he'll enjoy in the form of being free from fear, being free from the hold of fear, being free from the hold of any emotion, pain, guilt, hurt, etc. Jnani will not have fear, jnani will not have any guilt, jnani will not have any hurt, jnani will not have any pain. That is the benefit. That is what is param. Okay. Ataha, therefore, avagamyate, it is understood. Ataha avagamyate, therefore it is understood. Asmat vijnanat sarvatma brahma vishayat. அஸ்மாத் விஜ்ஞானாத் சர்வாத்ம பிரம்ம விஷயாத் ஆத்யந்திகா சம்சார அபாவஹ இதி. தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் வெரி கிளியர்லி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் அதஹ அவகம்யதே. தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் வெரி கிளியர்லி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் தட் இதி தட் ஆத்யந்திகா சம்சார அபாவஹ. There is absolute total resolution of samsara from this knowledge, asmat vijnanat, total resolution of samsara happens as a result of this knowledge. Knowledge for which the subject matter is Brahma. Brahma Vishayat Asmat Vijnanat. Brahma Vishayat Asmat Vijnanat means what? From this knowledge, having Brahman as a subject matter, the total resolution of samsara happens. What does it mean? Knowledge is the means of attainment of freedom. Total resolution of samsara happens. Atyantikaha samsara bhavaha bhavati. Katam asmat vijnana. From this, as a result of this unique knowledge. The knowledge for the subject matter is Brahma. Brahma vishayat asmat vijnanat. Atyantikaha samsaraha bhavati iti avagamyate. Therefore, as Upanishad says all this, therefore, ataha avagamyate. It is very clearly understood. The total resolution of samsara happens as a result of this knowledge of Brahma. Knowledge for which subject matter is Brahma. Brahma vishayat asmat vijnanat atyantikaha samsara bhavaha bhavati iti avagamyate. It is understood. Is it clear now? See, asmat vijnanat means from this knowledge you can say the fifth case, this becomes a hetu. Hetvarte panchami. Means this vijnanam becomes the reason for the moksha. Therefore, asmat vijnanam, from this knowledge alone rises the resolution of samsara. Is which is moksha. Swaya evacha prayojanam aha. So Upanishad herself revealed the prayojanam. Swayamevacha prayojanam aha. Upanishad herself mentioned the benefit. Upanishad herself mentioned the benefit. Benefit of the attainment of knowledge of Brahman. Swayameva prayojanam aha. Swayameva. Thanahave. Upanishad thanahave palane kurugirathu. Kuriyathu. Upanishad. Swayameva prayojanam. Swayameva cha prayojanam aha. And Upanishad herself has. Herself mentioned the benefit of this knowledge. Katam. How did it say? Brahmavid aapnoti param. Brahmavid aapnoti param. Ityadav eva. Brahmavid param aapnoti param. Brahmavid aapnoti param. Ityadav eva. Sambandha prayoja jnapanartham. Swayameva prayojanam aha. So, in this very statement, in this very statement such as Brahmavit Param Apnoti Ityadav, in such statement, Ityadav means in the statement such as Brahmavit Param Apnoti itself, Upanishad herself mentioned the benefit for what? Jnapanartham, for reminding of the benefit and the connection. Sambandha prayoja jnapanartham. Jnapanam means for bringing to light, for reminding. Jnapanartham, for reminding, for bringing to light the benefit of knowledge and the connection between the knowledge and the end. Moksha. Sambandha means connection. between jnanam and moksha, there is sadhana sadhya sambandha. Jnanam is the means, moksha is the end. And what is the benefit? Moksha. So sambandha prayojana jnapanartham, for reminding us, for bringing to light the benefit of knowledge and the connection between the knowledge and moksha. Upanishads itself mentioned the benefit in such statements. Brahma param apnoti. That knower of Brahman attains the absolute. In that statement, but herself mentioned the benefit. Simply to remind, simply for reminding, for revealing the fact, revealing the benefit and the connection between knowledge and moksha, the connection between the shastram and the jnana. We have to respect shastram. Shastram is the pramanam. Shastram is the pramanam. Between shastram and jnanam, there is pratipadaka pratipada sambandha. Between jnanam and moksha, there is sadhana sadhya sambandha. And this very sentence, Upanishad reveals the, in this very such sentence, Brahmavit apnoti param iti adau eva. I can say that also. Iti adau eva. Adau means the very beginning. Brahmavit param apnoti iti adau eva. Adihi means beginning. In the beginning itself, in the very beginning, the very opening sentence itself, Upanishad mentioned the benefit of jnanam, saying the knower of Brahman attains the absolute, specifically for reminding, for bringing us to our notice, revealing the benefit and the connection. Sambandha prayojana jnapanartham. Brahmavid apnoti param iti adau eva swayameva prayojanam aha. Is it clear? Iti adau eva. Okay. Swayameva cha prayojanam aha. Brahmavit apnoti param iti adau eva ityadav eva sambandha prayojana jnapanartham. See, jnapayati is a verb, causative verb. Janati knows. Jnapayati makes another person know. We do not know the benefit of jnanam. So shastram jnapayati. Shastram helps us understand. Shastram makes us understand. But shastram reminds us, makes us understand the benefit and the connection between the shastram and jnanam, and jnanam and moksha. In the very opening sentence, Brahmavid param apnoti, which means the knower of Brahman attains the absolute. Nirgnyatayoho hi. Nirgnyatam means ajnatam. Please make a note. Jnatam, nirgnyatam, ajnatam. Nischayena jnatam. So jnatasya, singular, jnatayoho, dual. Nirgnyatayoho, संबंध प्रयोजनयोः विद्या श्रवण ग्रहण धारण अभ्यासार्थम प्रवर्तते. नाउ ही सेज why should we know the benefit of knowledge? What is the benefit of knowledge? And how can we know? We should know the benefit of knowledge. Only if we know the benefit of knowledge, we will make efforts for knowing. Oh, there is a benefit. Param paraprapti, attainment of the absolute end is the benefit. And that if we know the benefit of knowledge, then we will make all possible efforts to know the truth. We'll make all efforts for the knowledge. And we show the connection also. What is some connection? Sadhana sadhya sambandha. Jnanam is the only sadhanam for accomplishing the end called moksha. For the sadhyam, for accomplishing the moksha, jnanam is the only sadhanam. There's no other, that connection we must understand. And for jnanam, shastram is the only pratipadakam, only pramanam. So, nirgnata yoho hi sambandha prayojana yoho. Again, Satisaptami word sentence. Nirgnata yoho hi sambandha prayojana yoho. Nirgnatam, when doubtlessly, definitely understood. When doubtlessly, definitely understood the connection and the benefit of knowledge. The connection between Shastram and Jnanam, and Jnanam and the end. And when a person definitely understands, doubtlessly understands the benefit of Jnanam, Sambandha Prayojanayoho Vijnatayoho, when the benefit of knowledge, when the connection between knowledge and the moksha, connection between Shastram and Jnanam understood doubtlessly, only then pravartate, a person proceeds. Any human being proceeds. For what? Shravana, grahana, dharana, abhyasartham. A person proceeds for serious practice of the shravanam, mananam, grahanam and dharanam. Shravana, dhara, grahana, dharana, abhyasartham pravartate. Person proceeds for, or pravartate means a person makes genuine efforts for being given to the discipline of listening, grasping and retaining the subject matter of the shastram. Shravanam, listening, grahanam, grasping, making all possible efforts to grasp the teaching. Listening, making efforts to listen is not enough. One must make all possible efforts to listen. One must make equally possible efforts to grasp the teaching. One must make all possible efforts to retain. So ascertain subject matter. So shravana grahana dharana abhyasartham pravartate. A person proceeds for the purpose of proceeds for making all possible efforts for listening, grasping and retaining subject matter of the shastram. Only when the person understands the benefit of jnanam And the connection between the Shastram and Jnanam, and Jnanam and the Moksha. Sambandha Prayojana Yoho Nirgyata Yoho Hi Vidya Shravana Grahana Dharana Abhyasartham Pravartate. Shravanadi Purvakam Hi Vidya Phalam. The benefit of knowledge presupposes being given to the disciplines such as listening, etc. Shravanadi Purvakam Hi Vidya Phalam. Vidyayaha Phalam Vidya Phalam. The benefit of knowledge in terms of attainment of moksha presupposes being given to the disciplines such as listening, etc. One must be given to the, strictly given to the discipline of listening. One must be strictly given the discipline of, grasping the teaching. And one must be strictly given the discipline of repeatedly dwelling upon the teaching and retaining the teaching. So that one will not forget the teaching. Only in due course of time, the teaching will become ascertained so that one can enjoy the benefit of jnanam. So, vidya phalam, the benefit of knowledge in terms of attainment of mokshaha or enjoyment of benefit of knowledge in terms of mokshaha presupposes being given to the discipline of shravanam, etc. Shravanadi purvakam hi vidya phalam. Shrotavyo mantavyo nidhyasitavyaha. Iti ityadi shrutyantarebhyaha. So this very popular sentence, every Shankar Bhagavatpada quotes this everywhere. There are many other shruti statements such as shrotavyaha mantavyaha nidhyasitavyaha. The subject matter of the Shastra, Upanishad Shastram, must be heard with Shraddha. Subject matter which has been heard must be reflected upon repeatedly. And what has been reflected upon, the doubts of which has been clarified, and the same subject matter of the Shastram, they clearly doubtlessly understood Shastram should be meditated upon, contemplated upon. Subject matter of the Shastram should be heard. The doubts in the subject matter, what has been heard, should be resolved through mananam. And the clear, doubt-free knowledge should be repeatedly dwelt upon and assimilated. Nididhyasitavyaha. This is what the other Shruti statements also reveal. Therefore, if a person has to make efforts, they proceed for making efforts, definitely he must know the benefit of knowledge and he must know the connection between the jnanam and mokshaha. The connection between Shastram and jnanam. Okay, we'll stop now. Any questions here? In what you have heard? We have completed today. Sambandha Bhashyam. Now I will explain a little more tomorrow. Sambandha Bhashyam. Anything else to be known?
Swamini, I have a question to ask about what you've just said about the Janani being free from guilt and emotional fear.
Yeah.
After having committed sinful actions, does this mean that the Janani being a person of dispassion, and because of dispassion, therefore free from guilt and emotional fear?
No. See, wise person, when the perspective changes, when the, in jnanam, in the wake of heart, the person becomes free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. In the wake of knowledge, the person's perspective of the self changes. The wrong notion one has about oneself in terms of I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, the notions will resolve. When the notions are not there, and then the doership will not be there, enjoyership will not be there. Therefore, he will be free from guilt and hurt. Being free from guilt and hurt means here, being free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Being free from doership and enjoyership. Because then his identity becomes shifted from the anatma, body, mind, and complex to atma. The atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. That's how. Of course, there will be total dispassion on the part of a jnani, no doubt. See, before jnanam, one has to be adequately dispassionate to be able to focus on the contemplation. The passionate person cannot be free from mental disturbances. The dispassion is an important qualification to be contemplative. That's true. But as a wise person is absolutely dispassionate because he revels in the vision of fullness of happiness. Therefore, he is absolutely dispassionate, no doubt. Passion is possible only for a person who is suffering with the problem of inadequacy. Wise person being a person of fullness of happiness is free from sense of inadequacy centered on I. Therefore, he is absolutely free from passion. He is absolutely dispassionate person, no doubt. But here, being free from emotional pain in terms of guilt and hurt is possible because he is free from the notion, he is free from doership and enjoyership. Jnani will be free from doership and enjoyership. Have you answered your questions, Mike?
Yeah, just a question about what happens to memory then?
See, in jnanam, memory will not be considered important. Memory has no problem. In jnanam, what happens? All the mental thoughts will be resolved as mithya. You don't give importance to mithya things. Here, the problem is, who has memory? Who has memory? Do you have a memory? If you think you are an individual, you have a memory, you have jnanam, you have manaha, you have mind, you have intellect. All these are power only if you think you are an individual. But the individuality itself is resolved. Memory is mithya, which is resolved as mithya. You are free from memory, you are free from intellect, you are free from mind, you are free from all wrong notions. In shifting the identity from anatma to atma, nothing affects you. That's what I'm saying. In jnanam, the problem is the guilt is always from memory also, isn't it? The past thing. That's why you're asking. I understand why you're asking the question. Exactly, you're asking the question, right question, because memory will be a problem. But here, for a jnani, memory also, jnani is free from memory. Free from mind, free from intellect, free from buddhi, free from mind. Because jnani's identity is no more with memory, no more with antahkarnam. Shifted from anatma to atma. From the standpoint of atma, jnani is absolutely free. And everything else is mithya here. And he's free from the notions, I am the doer and I am the enjoyer. There was no more guilt, no more hurt. Therefore, pain caused by guilt and hurt also will not be there for a jnani.
Yes, I understand. Thank you very
much. Anyway, we will discuss this. You see, just introduction. This is only Sambandha Bhashyam. This is the only introduction. We will see in gradually are going to see the mantras. And when we study, see gradually, we will understand everything. They have been explaining this a lot before my introductory class itself. Explained a lot in my introductory classes. So we'll see in continuing our classes. It's okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम शांति शांति शांति। हरि ओम तत्सत। श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम।